This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That is the voice of our next guest here on Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Rami Makhlouf in for Marshall Harris. Alex Cohen, he does play-by-play, as you know, for Marquee Sports Network. He is at Voice of Cohen 2. And Alex is calling the game with Elise Miniker today for Marquee. We also want to tell you, before we get to Alex, we are giving away stuff.
Ooh.
Listen all week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Toto with special guests Christopher Cross and Men at Work. That's right. You got some Yacht Rock Saturday, August 9th at Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Tickets are available now at LiveNation.com. When I think of Yacht Rock, I do not think of the energy that you bring, Alex.
I love me some Toto, so we're good with that. So. Right,
bless some rains where you need to be.
Why not? Not today.
Fair enough. We talked a lot in our first segment with Rami about the just excitement. Like, this is a buzz. Even for the games that I've been here at Gallagher Way, we do this often on a Friday 120. This Red Sox series is different. I feel like this is an excellent test for this Cubs team. Winners of 10 in a row. How are you sizing this up when it comes to just the excitement and what the Cubs are going to face this weekend?
Well, first, you know, Friday 120 at Wrigley Field is special. Doing it out of the break is even more special. And in 75 degrees and sunny, I mean, it's a perfect time for this series to happen. You have the Red Sox that have won 10 straight. You have the Cubs, who are 18 games over 500, the second best team in the National League, and really one of the best teams in baseball. So this is a really nice litmus test to start off the quote-unquote second half, although it's not really the second half. We're far past the first half, but to start off this trek after the All-Star break.
For fans and doing what Layla and I do for a living, the All-Star break is tough, man. Like, I don't even know what to watch it. Like, I turn on my TV and I'm like, what do I even do right now?
I was live tweeting the All-Star game. I need more regular season baseball back. Come on now.
I was going to ask, is this like a nice break, vacation for you, or are you as itchy as we are to get baseball
back
up and running?
I'm jonesing. I think after the home run off in the All-Star game, you're waiting for when's Friday 120 going to come? Let's count down the hours. Let's hit the alarm clock. And yeah, I was back at home with some family. Apparently forgot to apply sunscreen regularly. But it's so nice to have baseball back here at Wrigley Field. You have the weekend, and now it's a stretch of games where you're either playing here at Wrigley Field, or you have that series against the White Sox next weekend, and then you go up to Milwaukee. So it's a really great stretch of Cubs baseball.
I also want to point out, like, we talked a little bit about it earlier. Starting on the mound, a familiar face for a lot of us is Lucas Giolito, who I think has enjoyed a bit of a renaissance. He struggled here at Wrigley. That has been a place that has been a bugaboo for him. But on the other side is Colin Ray, who I think you can see has had progress in the recent starts that he's made, going back to what I thought at the time was his best of the season against Houston. Then he goes 6 2/3 against St. Louis on July 4th. Then he faces Minnesota, goes 7 innings there. Each time he only gave up one earned run. How do you explain the progress you've seen out of him?
I mean, I think it's just the baseball season. So he started off the year really well when he was in between spots where he was in the bullpen, starting rotation. Then he had that 3-4-start stretch in the middle of June where he was kind of regressing to the mean, but he came back. He's been the stopper for this Cubs team. When they're going bad, they're not getting innings from their starting pitching. He's just so calm, cool, collected, goes out there on the mound. And I think that Minnesota start was the biggest one. When the team was scuffling up there at Target Field, and he really just shut down that offense. And then they go into New York, they win 2 out of 3, and then that road trip is 3-3. You go into the All-Star break, and now a bunch of time at Wrigley Field. So I think that start against Minnesota could prove to be one of the biggest starts of the season for the Cubs.
And I said to Layla earlier, and it's easy to talk about the Kyle Tuckers and the PCAs of the world. I don't know where this team is without the Colin Rays of the world. Not just him, but guys up and down this roster outperforming the back of their baseball card,
yeah,
or however you want to term it.
There's a lot of X factors on this team. One is Colin Wright. Another one, Carson Kelly, who had that huge April, yep, that he comes back in July, hitting nearly 400 in July. If you look at his total numbers, 12 homers, a near 900 OPS, one of the best defensive catchers in baseball, probably should have been an All-Star. And then you look at the bullpen. If you would have asked us in March, hey, do you think the Cubs would be 18 games over 500 if Drew Pomeranz and Chris Flexen and Brad Keller were big parts of the bullpen, you'd probably say no, but credit to those guys, credit to the Cubs, bring them in as non-roster invites, and they've been studs.
Oh, yeah, I call them Kel Pomflex. Marshall always cringes when I say it. It sounds like something you might buy at an infomercial.
Is there a hyphen in there in between those?
No, it's
okay,
just Kel Pomflex. But I feel like Kel Pomflex as a unit has performed very well. The former starters, you knew them as guys who had started for the last 5 so years or the first 5 so years of their careers, mm-hmm, but Pomeranz might be the best example of just reinventing himself. Keller, too, because of what he went through with the thoracic outlet syndrome.
Yep.
But when you consider those two and just how they've been able to say, okay, this is what we're doing right now, Flexen obviously needing to start here and there and still doing it. I don't know how you say enough about the versatility and success that they've had.
Well, the crazy part about Drew Pomeranz was he wasn't on the Cubs roster during spring training. They traded for him, not when he was with the Seattle Mariners, when he was with the AAA Tacoma Rainiers, and he had an ERA around 5. Now he comes back here, and he's one of the best relievers in the National League. So it's a credit to Drew Pomeranz. It's a credit to the Cubs and their pitch lab and their pitching coaches and what they've been able to do with those trio of relievers. Also, Daniel Palencia going from, you know, being in Japan, then AAA, and now one of the best closers in baseball. It's just those four relievers are just a microcosm of what the Cubs bullpen has been able to do.
Speaking of surprises when it comes to this Cubs baseball team, if I told you back in April you're going to lose Justin Steele for the season, you're going to lose Shota Imanaga for 2 months, we still haven't seen Javier Assad, and it's August. Where would you think this Cubs team is?
Not to 18 games over 500. Not in first place in the Central. I think they've done a tremendous job weathering the storm. I mean, credit to Matthew Boyd. Credit to Shota Imanaga coming back off the injured list and, you know, pitching to a tune of a sub-3 ERA. You know, credit Jameson Taillon before the injury where he had up and down starts.
Yeah.
And he's a guy who has 10 quality starts. So, you know, I think that missing four starters, but yet still being 18 games over 500, that's great. But do they get reinforcements at the trade deadline? I guess we'll find out.
We also have a lineup that's out, so let's go over it with Alex Cohen since he's here. Michael Busch batting leadoff. He is at first base. Then you have Kyle Tucker. He is in right field. Seiya Suzuki, your DH today, facing Lucas Giolito. Pete Crow Armstrong is batting cleanup. Then it's Carson Kelly catching for Colin Ray. Ian Happ is in left field. Dansby Swanson, Nico Hoerter, and then you have Matt Shaw. We know that Ian Happ moved down in the lineup against the Yankees. We talked about it with him earlier in the week. He ended up producing. What do you think about how he was able to do so in that last series, and then what do you expect out of him facing a Red Sox team that can throw?
Yeah, I think it's just a change of scene. I mean, I think all players might need that at some point of the season. If things aren't working out in the leadoff spot, you're going to play Ian Happ, but him in the six hole where he's a switch hitter, he can break up the righties and the lefties, bring Michael Busch up to the top of the lineup. He's been one of the best hitters in all of baseball for the last 2 months, so you put guys in spots where, you know, Michael Busch, you're going to start off the lineup. You'll be the catalyst of the lineup. Hopefully it's a bomb just like you did in Yankee Stadium. But I think Ian Happ brought it up really well. He says, yeah, they put me somewhere. I'll contribute. Doesn't matter if it's a leadoff spot. Doesn't matter if it's a 7-hole. Heck, if I'm a 9-hole hitter, I'll go out there and do my job. So I think it's a good spot for Ian. Technically the middle of the order, but I guess he's hitting 7th. And I think that he'll have a really nice series here at Wrigley Field.
How cool is it for you, the former voice of the Iowa Cubs, to see PCA kind of follow him up here to the big leagues and the other prospects that have come up here in the last year or two, to see them come up here and really flourish and succeed the way that they have?
Yeah, cool is one word. I mean, it's been pretty amazing, especially with Pete, when he had so much billing coming up to the AAA level, number one prospect in the Cubs organization, his first hit with the Iowa Cubs, home run. He had that big home run against Willie Peralta last year that went viral. And then, you know, he comes up and he's not one of just the best players on this Cubs team. He's one of the best players in baseball. And you knew he'd be able to do it defensively. You knew he'd be able to run. I thought that he'd be able to hit 20 home runs in a season. I didn't think he would have 20 by the All-Star break and be the most valuable player in the National League. So it's pretty cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're talking to Alex Cohen. He is on the broadcast on Marquee today. Elise Miniker is your analyst, and Lance Brozdowski, who I thought just did a great job at the Major League Baseball draft on Sunday as part of the MLB coverage, is part of it as well. I love that Elise is, of course, your analyst. Mm-hmm. She's done that so many times. She does a great job. And to have Lance, how do you speak about partnering with these two and seeing them flourish in the roles that they've had with Marquee?
Yeah, Lance, what a dummy, right? I mean, he just just a wealth of information to be able to talk with Lance. I feel like I have to learn another language of baseball. He just has so much in that brain of his. He views baseball from an analytical lens. He knows about not only the Cubs, but also other teams, the trade deadline, the farm system, the draft prospects. So I feel like I could ask Lance a question about anything. He'd be able to answer it. And then Elise, it's really special being able to call a game with Elise because we call games together at AAA Iowa, and Principal Park is great. I loved it. We love calling games there together. But Wrigley Field, Friday, 120, it's a little bit different. So it'll be a fun broadcast, and Elise is the best. She comes very prepared, obviously very smart, former athlete. She does great work, so I'm really looking forward to working with both of them.
You've brought up the trade deadline a couple of times now, unsolicited, and it's coming up. We're, what, less than 2 weeks away from July 31st. We get antsy, like, make a move. Are you the same way, or are you just kind of sitting back and watching the whole thing?
I'm enjoying the fact that the Cubs are 18 games over 500 right now. Now, if we go through a series with the Red Sox and it doesn't go well, maybe I'm antsy. If they sweep the Red Sox, maybe I'm not. So I think right now we're 2 weeks out. And this trade deadline and these trade deadlines recently have been different with the more playoff teams there are in baseball. There aren't as many sellers or teams that know that they are sellers at this point. So I really think the next 7 to 10 days will be, you know, it will dictate who gets dealt, who doesn't, and the market for those big players.
What do you think is the biggest need for the Cubs?
Starting pitching. It's starting pitching, and it's not, you know, fully production-based. As we said before, they missed four of their top five starters for considerable periods of time. No Javier Assad at all. Justin Steele out for the year. Jameson Taillon, you don't know how long he's out for. And Shota Imanaga's been out for 7 weeks. And obviously came back and is pitching well. But I think starting pitching reinforcements are probably a premium for this team.
I've heard people bring up the bench and the lack of offensive production from the bench. I don't know. I don't worry too much about that because this isn't a team that has platoons or has bench guys that are going to be getting starts or regular at-bats on a consistent basis. Do you feel like that's a need? That's not really where I have my eyes.
I'm not worried about the third best offense in baseball or top three offense in baseball until they're not the top three best offense in baseball anymore. So if they go into a struggle over the next week or two, maybe that is a concern. But, yeah, there are some players who I've seen over the course of the last 2 months, kind of like Ahmed Rosario from the Nationals. He's a right-hand hitting infielder. He can play everywhere. He rakes against lefties. Alec Ramon Laureano, outfielder for the Orioles, OPS over 900 against left-handed pitching. So there are guys out there that you don't necessarily have to break the bank for it. Trade an Owen Casey or trade a Moises Ballesteros. So there are guys out there that I think you can go get who can help this team.
I do think that is something of focus. You know, Garrett Crochet, obviously, one of the best lefties you can face. That's happening on Sunday. And this Cubs team has struggled against, especially the left-handers who are in an ace type of conversation. Mackenzie Gore comes to mind. How much are you considering that when you've seen this team?
I mean, I think that getting somebody who rakes against lefties could help. You talked about Mackenzie Gore, Tarik Skubal. There just so happens to be a really impressive amount of elite left-handed starters. I think the Cubs actually did a really good job against Max Fried last weekend with the Yankees, so that was nice to see. But like Carlos Rodon pitched really well against the Cubs. So I think that's something that you've seen over the last 6 to 8 weeks. They've done well against right-handed starters, not as much stud left-handed starters. So that's part of the calculation when getting to late July and making some moves that could help this team.
Third base, another position that's been brought up when talking about the trade deadline. We talked about PCA and you following him from the minors up here to the majors. Knowing Matt Shaw from his days in the minor league system, how much confidence, how much belief do you still have in him and that he'll figure this thing out?
I'm pretty confident. I mean, you look at a guy who was drafted in the first round as a pure hitter, see throughout the minor league level. He raked in the minors. I mean, the big leagues are different. Look at PCA, his first 200 at-bats weren't great. Now PCA is an MVP candidate. And I'm not saying that Matt Shaw is going to be an MVP candidate, but I think you can tell that he works hard. He's a guy who's a natural-born hitter. And I think that's somebody he's going to get better as the season goes on. And you have the Cubs think they need reinforcements at third base, and they go get somebody great. But I also think that Matt Shaw will be a valuable piece for this team in 2025 and further.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Obviously, with you having the Iowa history, Alex, when you did play-by-play there, you know that it does take a while. Like Carter Hawkins has brought it up. Jed Hoyer brought it up, I believe, in the last homestand, talking about, well, at this time last year, you know, PCA's numbers were sub 200 hitting. how much can you see that improvement take place when you know the tools are there and you've seen them in minor leagues?
I think you see that very frequently, but it really depends on, you know, where the big league club is at. It was easier for PCA to, you know, get the bandwidth and the space to improve when the team was hovering around 500. For Matt Shaw, there's more pressure because this team's 18 games over 500. This team's the second best in the National League. They have the third best record in all of baseball. So to be able to make those adjustments on the fly and try to produce more when their team is in the middle of a pennant race, in the middle of a divisional chase, and trying to get to a World Series, there's got to be a little bit more pressure on Matt Shaw, but I think he can handle it. I think he's somebody who has shown his ability to work hard and adjust. Just look what he's done defensively. He's a guy who was drafted as a shortstop, didn't play third base really at all until last year, and now he's one of the best defensive third basemen in baseball. So if he could do that hitting-wise, I think Matt Shaw will be in good shape.
Is there somebody at the minor league system right now that you think maybe could come up here and help this team at some point this year?
I mean, Owen Casey has been one of the best hitters on the planet. There's just no real space for him with Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki, Pete Crow Armstrong, and Ian Happ. I think that the Cubs are actually in a really good position catching-wise. Reese McGuire, he was signed as a guy who for a depth piece, and he's been one of the best utility catchers in all of baseball. But I think Moises Baeseras, from an offensive perspective, he's a refined prospect. He's a top-ranked prospect in the organization. And if there's space for him to come up and help from a hitting perspective, I think he's an impact bat who can help this team.
Alex Cohen, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great call on your game.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you guys for providing the tent here. I'm only sweating a little bit. But go Cubs, go. Let's have some fun today.
We call it a glisten. You're glistening.
Bronze.
He's glowing.
Bronze.
And a nice audience here as well at Gallagher Way. A great way to talk about our next guest as Raheem and Harris broadcast live from Gallagher Way leading up to the Cubs and Red Sox series here at Wrigley. It is all brought to you by IDOT. The Illinois Department of Transportation is here with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com for more. Raheem and Harris on the score with Rami Makhlouf. Happy to be joined by Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny. Crane wearing the baby blue City Connect edition. He's got the J's.
Those are the
Dunks. Those are awesome. Your patent leather. I don't think you had the patent leather baby blue Cubs shoes the last time I saw you.
No, these are a 2025 version. We brought these out. Actually, all the players got them. And when we debuted the baby blue jerseys the first Saturday we played this year.
Fantastic.
That's a coordinated man right there. Look at the fit. That's top to bottom.
And the last time I talked to you, which was over at Sluggers ahead of the season, when you were here, you talked about the importance of the baby blues, and they've caught on. This is a great jersey. I love seeing people in it. I think you guys knew it was going to be successful. Did you know it was going to be this successful?
Yeah, no, we didn't. And credit to our marketing team to really develop beyond just the fact that we were the first team in baseball to wear baby blue in 1941. We discontinued it in the 80s. You know, the idea of bringing it back, but also tying it into the home of the Blues, which we've got Buddy Guy coming in on August 1st to celebrate that. I look over here to Landmark Records. We opened an old-fashioned blues record store here in Gallagher Way. So really, really lean into the fact that Chicago is the home of the Electric Blues, and that playing with the baby blue jerseys and the guitar picks and everything else we've been doing. I think, you know, our city celebrates its teams and its history, and that was both.
Is that by far the most successful, highest-selling alternate jersey and all the other, you know, memorabilia that goes along with it?
Yeah, it's number one of all the new jerseys that came out this year. So Nike has us rotate every 3 years, so we retired the Wrigleyville jerseys, just to give you a little bit of a metric. We've sold in the first, 4 months of the Baby Blues more than we sold in all 3 years of the Wrigleyville.
Wow.
So it's caught on. You know, and our fans, listen, our fans love tradition, and they remember, you know, Rhino and others wearing those baby blues and then seeing them for the first time. They're on board.
It's one of my favorite colors, so I'm definitely on board too. Now, I have a question for you because Marshall and I did our best. Marshall held like an old-fashioned revival here to try to get people to vote as many times as humanly possible for All-Star. I know you were in Atlanta. How was it seeing all the Cubs who were there? Like, one of the great moments was like Matt Boyd and his family on the red carpet. But also, how did we do with trying to drum up enthusiasm? I feel like we got to work on our business pitches.
I'm not scoring it as a success this year. We got three players in, more than deserving, two starters. That was awesome. But I saw Carson Kelly coming in yesterday getting ready to start up the second half. Like, Carson should have been there for sure. Bushy should have been there for sure. And I think Palencia would have been the third. I think should have been in Atlanta with us. You know, we just got to do a little better job. And I think some of it is, you know, name recognition matters. And I don't know if the voters dive into the facts as much. Like, Carson Kelly's having an amazing year. And Bushy, I think, is the, you know, I think it's only one other time that someone leading an OPS didn't make the All-Star game, which was Hank Greenberg. So those were anomalies. But, again, their names are becoming known. But, yeah, the events down there were great. PCA was strutting the red carpet with Haley and some really cool digs, you know, as always for Pete. Yeah, and seeing Matthew with his family walk the carpet was great. And the same thing with Kyle. They seem to really enjoy it.
There's been some talk, some buzz of an All-Star game coming here in the near future. Where are we at on that? What are the hurdles that still need to be cleared?
Yeah, so I would say progress with the league. I was able to spend some time with Rob, the commissioner, in his suite for a few innings. I can tell you it was very impressive to him what our city and state did in clearing the way to put the bollards in around Wrigley. I think, you know, I've been a broken record on the need to either close the streets during games or in some way secure the ballpark a little more than we do from you know, bad guys, folks who are looking to cause trouble with vehicles. And tons of credit to our governor and our mayor after many years of talking about it to kind of come up with a different solution. Rather than close the streets, let's install the bollards that you see in a lot of the federal buildings downtown. You know, Addison is a state road. Clark is a city road. So the state and city working together to say, hey, we can secure Wrigley in a different way, not interrupt the flow of traffic for the other residents and commercial operations on the street, and secure it by using the bollard. So seeing that pass city council a couple months ago, the commissioner noted that and said that's a really important step for your, you know, candidacy. So I was very encouraged, and I think we keep working with them, and hopefully some good news soon.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And for another year, 670 The Score is partnering with you and the Cubs on the Cubs for a Cure game, which is happening August 2nd. And, of course, the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, which is happening on the 31st. What can you tell us about how the Cubs are helping us with both?
Yeah, so really successful partnership. Mitch Rosen and Danny Parkin's coming back to do it again. You know, this is the genesis of this. We lost our good friend and partner of yours, Lynn Bramer, in January of 23 to prostate cancer. And we celebrated his life with Lynn's Binge here in Gallagher Way. And every restaurateur, musician, athlete that got to know Lynn, we all came and celebrated his life that summer. And then last year we decided, hey, let's do something different than just continue to celebrate with no cause. Let's see if we can help cure this disease. So we did Cubs for Cure last year. We raised over $1 million in a day.
Wow.
With Danny doing an amazing job on the Radiothon. And then, you know, us encouraging our fans to come to the ballpark, participate in the 50-50 raffle, which you can do either in person or online, and then just give. So we're going to do it again this year. We've got a great partner in AbbVie stepping up for the naming rights of it, a new partner here for the Cubs. Cologuard, another partner coming back from a year ago, stepping up. American Airlines stepping up again, as well as you all at The Score. So we're going to raise over $1 million in roughly a day's time, all of it going to Stand Up for Cancer. You know, Danny lost his brother, Brad, to glioblastoma. A big portion of that will go to Brain Up, which is his cause. And so we look forward with all the fans, you know, giving for a day for a different cause.
Stand Up to Cancer does such a great event, too, not just by partnering with Major League Baseball, which they've done since they were practically founded, but also during that All-Star game. You know, what does it mean to you to see how baseball has partnered with them to make that happen? It's a moment that I think really does mean a lot during what is a big celebration at the Midsummer Classic.
Yeah, I thought that was a great moment. Sherry Lansing really kicked that off. She came to us. I mean, I go back so far. I remember the first meeting with Major League Baseball at an owner's meeting where she came in and talked about her idea of bringing baseball and cancer research together. And it's now become a decades-long phenomenon. And I thought, you know, listen, everyone's been touched by cancer in some way. You know, our good friend Ryan Sandberg is battling these days. So you don't go a day without thinking about somebody who's in the fight or has lost the fight, and you're thinking of them in a past sense, like with Lynn. So to take one day out of our season and say, you know, for this moment, you know, we're going to hold a card up, talk about somebody that we care about, and give, you know, it's a really perfect thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Talking with Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, out here on Gallagher Way outside of Wrigley Field. And this place is buzzing today, Craig, and the ticket prices are soaring. I wanted to go to the game today. I am not going to the game today, Crane. Have you seen, or when was the last time you saw this type of demand, this type of buzz for a game or a series like we had between the Cubs and the Red Sox?
Yeah, it is a perfect collision of events to drive that demand for tickets. So you have, obviously, a beautiful day. You have a first-place Cubs team. You have a surging Red Sox team that only comes in every other year. Mm-hmm. You have a Friday, and it's coming after the All-Star game, so folks have missed our baseball for a week.
Boy, have we.
So when you combine the sort of the delay in seeing our team with a great opponent on a beautiful day that happens to be a Friday, we're sold out, including standing room only. And then I've seen the secondary ticket pricing. This will be the most sought-after game in our history. And meaning the 149 years we played baseball.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Based on the secondary market activity. Yeah.
So how do you anticipate? A full crowd is a full crowd. You know, you can't always, capacity is capacity. But how do you measure that when it comes to, from a business standpoint, or at least from an attendance standpoint, the demand you'll see? And even people hanging out here at Gallagher Way, good example.
Yeah. You know, and it's not just this game, it's this whole season. You know when you're in the middle of one, and you know, when you're on a heater. Because the calls that you get during 2016 and 17 from elected officials and senior corporate partners and CEOs and friends you haven't seen in years start calling saying, hey, how are you? And you know the next question is going to be, I'd love to come to the game. That really started this year in, call it, May. And I think everybody in the market looking at this team said this is a special team and successful team, but more than just success, like the way we play. I think people really appreciate the effort. And, you know, you see it on defense. You see it the way we run the bases. Obviously, Pete is the perfect example of a unique talent that everybody wants to see. And I think we all talk about those players, whether it's our sport or others, that you always say, I'm not going to go to the bathroom because that player is about to, you know, take an at-bat, take a shot, you know, throw a pass. And you say, I'm going to wait. Pete's one of those guys you wait around for.
When you're having a season like you're having and PCA is doing what he's doing, your job as the president of business operations, cash flow, you know, you want to capitalize on this thing. Do you just have a plan in place for a successful season, or do you start having a season like this and you're like, all right, how do we capitalize on this? What's the game plan?
Well, you can't predict seasons as much
sure.
as you wish you could.
Yeah.
You know, so like we do a lot of work in the fall to just kind of try and fill the boat with our season ticket holders. And then, you know, in the season, you're opportunistic, you know, with corporate partners that are looking for access. You know, Wrigley Field's a special place. I was on a call with someone today who was talking about how important it is to he and his family. And it's a gathering place. You know, we'll bring more people together yeah. in this venue than any other team in town. That doesn't mean we're better than them. It's just that we play more games with a larger venue. And so that means more people will gather around Cub games than any other sport in town. And so when they do gather, if you can give them a little more excitement, we were super proud 2 years ago within baseball being voted the best guest experience of all teams in the game. Other than winning a World Series, meaning, you know, if we take care of our guests really, really well every year and better than the other 29 clubs, good things will happen. And so that's what we're really focused on, serving our guests, making sure our fans come and leave and have a wonderful experience. And then the guys on the field are doing their part for sure.
Our segment with Crane Kenny is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And I know you're a big consumer, of course, of Chicago sports talk radio and sports media. And it's a hard week for a lot of people because we lost a legend in Harry Tynowitz, who I know I had the pleasure of getting to meet in my time here, even though I've only been here almost 10 years, but still to be able to meet him. I know, Rami, you listened to him.
I love the guy, yeah.
And Crane, you know yeah. him. You know, what did he mean to you?
Yeah, I met Tiny at a Springsteen show. So he had many loves besides his family, but one was Springsteen. I think he had the largest collection of bootleg Springsteen tapes in the world because he would send them to me regularly, and he'd be like, hey, here's the 1986 show in Munich.
Wow.
I just acquired this bootleg tape. So Springsteen, the Cubs, obviously, and the city of Chicago. So three things that we all love. And we found ourselves binding over those topics. You know, his last chapter of life wasn't probably as glorious as it should have been. And we used to commiserate around, you know, what's happening in our lives and as time is moving on. So a big loss for our city, for his family. You know, he was an icon. And, you know, when he was really going with Mac Yurko and Harry, there was no better show on radio. No, don't disrespect to any other station. But
none taken.
When those three were humming, that was must-listen talk radio. And anyway, so we've lost another legend here.
No, and I appreciate you, I think, not only speaking about him and what he means to you, but just sharing the stories of just how he really contributed to the fabric of what we do. Yeah, to inspire in so many different ways and so many different people. I feel mm-hmm. like that's something that not only deserves recognition, but, you know, deserves the creativity and that kind of celebration that he, I think, would be happy with.
You guys have tough jobs. I've thought occasionally, like, how would I fill 3 or 4 hours, especially at times when sometimes there's just not that much happening. During the All-Star break, we're not playing. The White Sox aren't playing, and the other two teams aren't playing, or the other three teams aren't playing. Like, so, and Tiny, I got to tell you, he was an idea machine. He was constantly coming, hey, have you ever thought about this? And honestly, some of the ideas, I'm like, you know, that's interesting. And, you know, but he was a perpetual thinker about, or different ways of seeing events, I mean, which is what you all have to do so often, which is, you know, there's the box score. That's one way of seeing the game. And then there's the question you're asking behind the box score about, you know, I wonder why this happened. Why didn't council pull the pitcher there versus here, and why this reliever and that? Why the defensive substitution, and why the hit and run? And you guys dive into all that, and that was Tiny, man. He just loved diving into the, have you ever thought of life this way? You know, he's also a huge consumer of movie trivia,
yep.
music trivia, just historical events, political events. He's really well-rounded and well-versed in kind of all things that you need to have. Like, if all you could talk about, Layla, was sports, you probably wouldn't last that long. you got to be able to pivot into the current events and everything else that's happening. So, anyway, we're going to miss him.
I appreciate your thought and your respects, because the more we talk about him, I think the better. And an accomplished playwright as well. The man could do it all. Crane Kenny, thank you so much for joining us here in Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. Anything else you want to let us know before we go?
Let's win. Let's get up. Let's get off to a good start here and get some October baseball on the schedule.
Yeah, yes, for sir. Those of you who bought the $150 bleacher tickets today, you heard the man. Have a good time outside. Crane Kenny, thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you during the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon as well coming up. That was Crane. We have more with our time here from Gallagher Way. Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. Alex Cohen, the Cubs play-by-play man, who is also, of course, backing up Boog Shambi. He has done a ton of games this season. We get to talk to him. Always a great time discussing ball with Alex Cohen. So that is next. Here's we get you ready for Cubs and Red Sox on The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
In case you forgot, we are out here at Gallagher Way. Raheem and Harris, thanks to the Illinois Department of Transportation, IDOT is here with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com to learn more, or just come out. Rami Makhlouf is here from Gallagher Way, in for Marshall Harris today. And we've had a busy day here. We talked about just setting up the actual cool series, and it really is. When you consider the Red Sox have won 10 in a row, they're here only every other year. Crane Kenny expecting a sellout crowd every day of this series. We talked to Carter Hawkins. We asked him, what does it take to trade a guy like Owen Casey? What do the Cubs need? He told us that was at 10:25. You can go back and listen on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app if you missed it. Crane was here at 11 talking about all things Cubs as far as the light blue jerseys, the radiothon that we have coming up on the 31st, and also the Cubs for a Cure game. And we also honored the memory, or tried to, of the legend Harry Tynowitz. Alex Cohen was just here talking Cubs as well. And now it is halftime, Rami.
It's halftime.
My mic wasn't on. It is halftime.
Okay, so yesterday, during the midday show, this story I feel like went from what I said was a simmer to like a low boil to a boil to boiling over to flooding your house to then your house disintegrating from a horrible fire when it came to what is now being called Coldplay Gate. The alleged CEO of Astronomer and the chief human resource officer and the man who, as I called it, acted guilty when you duck out of the kiss cam, and then the lead singer of Coldplay is talking about how you're either having an affair or very shy. The internet caught on, did some sleuthing, and I understand there's been some big fallout since. What do you think of this developing story that is gripping our nation?
It was hilarious, and it's the best day Twitter has had in quite some time. I mean, it's my entire timeline, the memes and the jokes, and they're all hilarious. But and a buddy of mine brought this up right after the story broke. I've never cheated. I'm not a cheater. I'm not here to tell anybody how to cheat. But if he doesn't duck out of the camera, if he doesn't bail out of the camera like somebody just took a shot at him, people probably don't even notice or say anything about it. You know what I mean? The way they reacted is what made it a story and what sent the internet sleuthing. You know what I mean? They're like, what is happening here and who are these people? And immediately in a situation like that, people are going to find out who you are, what you're doing, who you're with, and why you're not supposed to be with that person.
First of all, let's just work backwards from the visual here. And I said this yesterday. Number one, don't act guilty.
Yeah.
If you had just stood there like nothing was wrong, like you did when you decided to take your affair outside, then you probably wouldn't be in that position to begin with. Number two, don't take your affair outside. Number three, how about don't have an affair? So working backwards there, you
in
see
that
where
order.
There are a lot
yeah,
of
in that order.
You see where there are a lot of mistakes that were made.
Yes,
that was the biggest observation. But what has also been funny has been seeing anybody who was associated with this company start to get strays like at Rye Walker. For those asking, I'm no longer involved in at Astronomer.io. Yes, I was co-founder and early CEO, not on the team or board since 2022, and have no information on Coldplaygate.
Putting some distance between himself and Coldplaygate. I love that. Did you see the, there was a woman who was standing beside them, and she was laughing, like she knew what was going on. It turns out she's the assistant head of HR, because the internet sleuth went out there and did that, and she has been at every stop of the head of HR's throughout her career. They have been attached at the hip, those two, and she's been hired on at every stop at the head of HR that she's made throughout her career.
Now, I also feel like there have been some truths that where people are trying to find information and you are relying on others to provide it. There's been some sloppy fact-checking, and it's probably in the statement that was released by a fake reporter on Twitter called P. Ennis. And there was a statement that was posted on this account from the CEO of Astronomer that isn't true. It's a fake statement. And so, again, we just ask you to check your sources there. But the Easter egg of the fake name.
I'm guilty of it, too. How does something like that catch fire like it did, go as viral as it did, and nobody, including myself, and I don't think you, Layla, caught that little Easter egg right there?
I saw it, and I wanted to make a note of it, so I put it on our group thread. But typically, I go back because that was a screen grab that somebody I know who is a trusted sports reporter and anchor in another city reposted, and it just goes to show you the point is not necessarily that, yes, you know, at that moment you're getting got. It's that it happens all the time. That's why you've got to sometimes vet these sources. But if you look here, the Hindustan Times picked it up, thinking it was a real statement, but really it was just at a name I cannot say, especially in front of a crowd of women and children and young ones here. And I joke about the term women and children, but really anybody within earshot shouldn't have to hear me say these things.
I didn't catch that until you just said it. Like somebody, I think it was you that told me that was a fake statement, that it wasn't real. I didn't catch the username there. That's well done, quite frankly.
And even like the therapist getting into it, you know, like LMFT, licensed marriage and family therapist. The only person who didn't consent to that deeply personal moment was his wife, which I now hear there's Facebook status changes that people were keeping track of as well. I'll tell you this much. The divorce court proceedings should be pretty quick. You're probably settling if you're in that case.
Yeah, you don't have much of a leg to stand on if you're that guy in divorce court. Just give her whatever she asked for.
But, you know, the licensed marriage family therapist is right in that there are victims in all of this.
Yes. And they're not the people who were caught on camera cheating. They are not the victims by any means.
You showed me the illustration on Twitter. Would you like to share that with the class? Or at least describe it for everybody?
Which one? I saw so many today.
The art, they looked like the Scream, you know, the...
The Van Gogh Scream painting. There was also one of somebody photoshopped Caleb Williams' face onto that woman, and it said, me and my quarterback.
I approve the use of that meme for sure. And thanks to our listener, Adam, for posting Kelpomflex for all of your bullpen needs.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I reposted that immediately. That was a fantastic Photoshop. So we now have marketing for Kelpomflex, which I feel like is a very good thing.
But if you're like me and have sort of not been on Twitter very much lately, today is like old Twitter again.
It's
a fun day to be there. There haven't been many of them here lately, but it's a fun day to be on Twitter today. I highly advise you go and check it out if you haven't already.
Absolutely. And coming up next here on Rahimi and Harris on the Score, as we continue to broadcast live from Gallagher Way, is Five on It. Five pressing sports questions. I feel like we have some good ones, even though there was no sports yesterday. So we will get to that next here on Rahimi and Harris with Rami Makhlouf, live from Gallagher Way on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.